This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Three riverbank settlements cleared of encroachment in Kathmandu. Demolition of illegal settlements continues at Manhora Riverbank in Bhaktapur. Government identified challenges and opportunities in energy sector under new energy consumption growth and exports strategy. National Examination Board to publish SEE results by second week of May, and U.S. President Donald Trump cancels U.S. envoy's Pakistan trip as Iranian delegation leaves Islamabad. Now the news in detail. The drive to remove encroached settlements in the Kathmandu Valley has intensified, with three sites cleared yesterday. Under Kathmandu Metropolitan City settlements along the Bagmati River in Thapathali, Goirigaon to Sinamangal and Santinagar were removed. Chief of the Metropolitan Police Force Bishnu Prasad Joshi said structures built on public land were demolished using dozers. Thapathali was cleared quickly due to fewer permanent houses, while work in Goirigaon to Sinamangal continued late into the night. A joint team of Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and Metropolitan Police first relocated residents and their belongings before carrying out demolition. The Metro Police said debris clearance and clearing will continue gradually. According to the Kathmandu Valley Development Authority, 871 escort of families were living in the areas. Meanwhile, authorities are demolishing illegal structures along the Manhora Riverbank in Bhaktapur. On the second day of the operation, security forces, along with heavy equipment, reached the site early this morning and started clearing the settlement from 9 a.m. According to Chief District Police Office spokesperson Surya Bahadur Kharka, around 1,300 Nepal police personnel and 600 Armed Police Force members have been deployed for the operation. Some settlers had earlier said they would dismantle their structures themselves by 9 a.m. Demolition began after residents removed their belongings and vacated the structures. Officials say there are around 800 structures in the settlement, which has expanded over time. On Saturday evening, 7 illegally built concrete houses were demolished. The operation faced resistance from the settlers, leaving 22 security personnel injured. The government has identified key challenges and opportunities in Nepal's energy sector under its new Energy Consumption Growth and Exports Strategy 2026. Major challenges include weak electricity distribution systems, unreliable power supply for industries, limited electric vehicle charging infrastructure, and slow development of energy-intensive industries such as data centers and green hydrogen. The strategy also highlights the need for stronger transmission networks, legal frameworks, and better coordination with neighboring countries to boost electricity trade. On the opportunity side, the government sees a strong potential to reduce the trade deficit by expanding hydropower exports, increased domestic electricity use in transport. Households and industries also expected to strengthen Nepal's energy security. Nepal aims to export electricity to regional markets, particularly India and Bangladesh, where demand is high during Nepal's peak production season. The government has set a target to increase per capita electricity consumption to 1,500 units by 2035, with total installed capacity reaching 28,500 megawatts. Officials say the strategy could significantly boost exports, reduce pollution, and support long-term economic growth. The National Examination Board is preparing to publish the results of the Secondary Education Examinations, SEE, by the second week of May. According to the board, efforts are underway to release the results within a month of the exams, significantly faster than in previous years, when it typically took up to 3 months. Member Secretary of the Board, Jungo Bahadur Arial, said answer sheets have been checked and work is now in progress to enter students' marks into the system. Following data entry, the board will carry out a verification process. Earlier, there had been discussions about publishing the results within 15 days under the new government. However, officials later agreed that rushing the process could lead to rather errors and decided on a more practical timeline of up to 1 month. The SEE examination concluded on the 12th of April. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has cancelled a planned trip by American envoys to Pakistan, where talks were expected to focus on the ongoing Iran conflict. According to the BBC, the delegation, which included a special envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, was called off shortly after Iran's representatives left Islamabad. U.S. President Trump said the visit would have taken too much time, adding that if Iran wants negotiations, all they have to do is call. Earlier, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met with Pakistani officials acting as mediators. He said Iran had presented its position on ending the conflict, but questioned whether the United States is genuinely committed to diplomacy. Efforts to resolve the crisis had stalled, despite Washington extending a ceasefire that was due to expire on the 22nd of April. Tensions remain high, particularly over Iran's nuclear program and the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has restricted passage through the strait following U.S. and Israeli strikes earlier this year, while the United States has increased its naval presence in the Strait of Hormuz and surrounding waters. In separate developments, U.S. President Trump was escorted from the White House correspondents' dinner after gunshots were reported nearby. He later confirmed that a suspect, reportedly armed with multiple weapons, had been subdued by Secret Service agents. One official was shot at close range but was saved by his bulletproof vest. U.S. media have identified the suspect as a 31-year-old man from California who is expected to face charges in court on Monday. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the military to vigorously attack on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon just 2 days after a ceasefire was extended. According to the BBC, following the directive, Israeli forces launched fresh strikes after at least 6 people were killed in attacks in southern Lebanon on Saturday. The continued cross-border exchanges have further strained the truce agreement, underscoring its fragility. The ceasefire, which has reduced but not fully halted hostilities, was extended on Thursday following talks between Israeli and Lebanese envoys in Washington. Now the general weather forecast by the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Madhis, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces, while the rest of the country will see partly cloudy weather. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Koshi, Bagmati, Gondagi, Madhis provinces and in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumini, Karnali and Sudarpasin provinces. Hot days are also likely in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpasin provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three riverbank settlements cleared of encroachment in Kathmandu. Demolition of illegal settlement continues at Manohara Riverbank and Vaktapur. Government identified challenges and opportunities in energy sector under new energy consumption growth and exports strategy. National Examination Board to publish SEE results by second week of May. And U.S. President Donald Trump cancels U.S. envoy's Pakistan trip as Iranian delegation leaves Islamabad. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.